and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Wow, what a weekend it was, Kira. What a jam-packed weekend. Celebrity
I found
guests.
This weekend kind of special because it was kind of like my birthday weekend.
That's right, Kira, of course. Mm-hmm. There was huge pomp and ceremony and fanfare because it was your birthday.
Yeah, we'll talk about that now in a minute because Chris had the most wonderful surprise for me. But also, on Saturday's show, myself and Chris, we were delighted to announce that Galway has been voted the friendliest city in Europe, followed closely by Dublin, which was in at number two on that list. And like, it's no... you know, coincidence that myself and Chris are both Galwegians.
No,
and like,
coincidence.
We're so lovely and I'm so friendly, so we're not surprised that Galway was voted the friendliest city. And also, Kira's Diary was back and we went through the Kira's Diary archive of pandemic 2020 diaries back to a more simpler time, I guess.
It was when Kira saw Connell from Normal People's Lad for the first time, and my goodness, the emotions and the feelings that it evoked within Kira were quite something. And then on Sunday, of course, we were chatting about pronunciations because there was a video of an Australian rules football pundit absolutely destroying Portlaoise by saying Portlaoise, and then Kira and I
Portlaoise.
Had fun. Yeah, Kira, Portlaoise. And then Kira and I had some fun with, of course, when other English-speaking nations attempt to pronounce Irish things. It is quite amusing. And of course, we had Kira's big birthday surprise call from none other than Brezzy. Like, Kira thought it was Donald Gleeson. But listen, Brezzy's pretty cool too, Kira, am I right?
Very much so.
Yeah, and
very, very
out
much
to Brezzy,
so.
Actually, he very much got into the spirit of this ridiculous show. So, you know,
he mentioned boxers so much. And like, I just don't need to be thinking about Brezzy and his boxers at this stage in the pandemic when I haven't seen a Connell's you know what in a really long time.
I hear you, girl. That's the last thing we need to have in our minds.
Do you Brezzy know, like, genuinely, I know that you know, teenage Kira in Kira's Diary talks about listening to Brezzy's meditations. I did try to listen to his lake meditation once, and I lay in bed and like, I don't know if you listen to them, but like, Brezzy, it's a really soothing,
I know what you're saying, but it's it's
God, like, Chris, it was really sexy. I had to turn it off.
I know what you're saying, like, as in, I'm the same, and
I felt almost like dirty, you know, that sort of way.
Yeah.
It was really sexy, but then I don't want to insult Brezzy and tell him that I can't listen to his lake meditations because, like, it's really sexy.
Yeah, no, it's not actually calming you down or relaxing you or anything.
No, it's
quite the opposite.
Yeah.
But then the problem, I have the same thing, right? Because I've tried like those things, like, as in, you know, the way. Remember the time we were chatting about Matthew McConaughey's Cam. The Cam app. So we went and we downloaded that, and I was putting myself in that position because I was thinking the same thing you were thinking, right? And look, this is probably fragile masculinity or whatever, but I can't go to sleep with a man whispering in my ear. Like, I just can't.
I get it.
It's too much.
Do you know what?
I listened
to the Harry Styles one, and that also made me feel dirty, but not in a good way. I was like, I'm too old to be listening to Harry Styles tell a sleep story. But I've listened to Matthew McConaughey, and actually the one I have tonight is Cillian Murphy talking about train stories. So,
are there any of these with women?
Yes, Chris, there's loads.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Okay.
Kelly Rowland
does one.
Kelly Rowland,
yep.
But again, is she sultry and sexy and seductive or?
Well, you see, yes, because obviously you have to drop your voice.
Oh.
You know?
See, I think
the
I'd
Matthew
be too
McConaughey
excited
one,
if
though.
I was.
Oh, God. Hmm?
This is what I'm saying. I don't want sexy, drawling Matthew McConaughey whispering into
but
my
you know
ear.
What the- It's funny. I get that.
See, like, I'm like, what the, you know what I mean? It's too much.
Well, then we'll look up the female ones.
I might.
Because of your fragile masculinity.
Which is this, the one that you use? Cam, is that it?
Cam app, yeah.
Okay. And is this the one with all these people like Cillian Murphy and everyone?
Yeah. Oh, and like LeBron James does a sleep story, Chris, Kelly Rowland, Harry Styles, Cam.
Jesus, it's all happening on the Cam app.
I need to
get on there.
Don't be sleeping on the Cam app.
I won't. Doesn't sound like I'll be doing any sleep. I'll be, you know, playing with myself rather than going to sleep if I have all these exciting audios to listen to.
But it's kind of cool because I can now legitimately say that I've been to bed with Matthew McConaughey, Harry Styles and Cillian Murphy.
Hey, I might get a cam up just to say I did that as well, Kira. You're right. It's the thing to do. Yeah, it's the thing to do.
Because you're not technically lying.
No, I hear you. All right, well, listen, Kira. Without further ado, here's the podcast. Kira, you know what? We've known this for a while. I mean, did we really need... We're going to be insufferable with this, actually.
Chris and Kira.
Weekends from 11.
So, Kira, we should really look at the top most friendly cities in the world. Maybe, I don't know, starting with number 10. And
okay.
Then working our way to what number 1 could be on this incredible list.
Okay, so this is a list that was compiled by a very influential magazine during the week, okay? The Condé Nast readers.
And they're a huge publisher. Like
they're an international travel,
they're
an international travel magazine as well, okay? So they listed the friendliest cities in Europe. So we start at number 10.
Sure, why not? What's the 10th friendliest city in Europe?
Helsinki. Helsinki in Finland.
What? I've been to Helsinki. They are not what I would call a friendly or a fun people. Like, they're fine. Like, they're very polite and they're very formal, but friendliest.
Well, Chris, it's there at number 10 on the list, okay? Wow. Number 9, you've got Athens and Greece.
I can't say I've ever been, have you?
No, neither have I. No. Number 8, Reykjavik, Iceland.
I've heard they're similar to us. They're quite gregarious. They're always up for a chat. So, all right, I'll allow that one.
Number 7, we have Edinburgh in Scotland coming in.
Ah, yeah, without question. I mean, they're basically Irish people. Yeah, they're as friendly
as we are. Well, I don't know. I spent a summer in Edinburgh.
Oh, you did?
I did.
You were working there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was working there. I found the Glaswegians friendlier.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Okay, obviously, we're not agreeing with this list so far.
Yeah.
Number 6, Bologna in Italy.
Can't say I've ever been.
No, I haven't been to Bologna. I've been to different parts of Italy and I suppose people are friendly.
I don't find them that friendly. I was in Venice. It was desperate. The most unfriendly people I've ever met.
Yeah, but Chris, Venice is different. And if you had thousands and thousands and thousands of tourists pouring over your little bridges into your ancient city every single day, wouldn't you be a little bit
100%. I'm annoyed if a tourist walks up my road in Galway. Do you know what I mean? I'm annoyed if one walks by my house. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
And Venice is so beautiful. And what struck me when I was in Venice and, all the gorgeous traditional gondolas and then these huge, big, massive ferries coming into those tiny little canals. Yeah, I wasn't okay with this.
Barging in.
Yeah.
They're creating all this movement in the water. Yeah. All right. Fine. Fair enough. We'll give them
it. Number 5, Lisbon in Portugal.
Yeah, I've been there. Nice people. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Number 4, Oporto in Portugal.
Also nice. I've been to Porto, it's nice, yep.
Yeah, and number 3, Valletta in Malta. Never been to Malta myself.
Neither have I. Can't say I've ever been.
Okay.
No.
Number 2, a city that both of us obviously have heard of, Chris, and probably adopted as our second home, is Dublin.
So Dublin is the second friendliest city in Europe, according to this very, very thorough research.
And do you know what? I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, look, as Irish people, I think we're probably the friendliest people in Europe in a weird way. We're very talkative. We're very,
Never mind that, Chris. Sometimes what makes a place so great.
One city be?
Well, Chris, sometimes what makes a place so great are its people.
Of course.
And number 1, the top 10 friendliest cities in Europe, according to Condé Nast, is Galway, Ireland.
Of course it is. Did you even have to do the survey to figure that out? Daniel's shaking his head up. He's very annoyed by this. Where are you from, Daniel? Waterford or something? I mean, I don't see Waterford anywhere on this list.
And notably, Cork didn't get a mention in this year's list.
Delighted. Delighted. I'll even...
Well, no. That's interesting because Cork, in fairness, despite it was named most friendly city in Ireland and the third friendliest in the world by Condé Nast in 2018, so I don't know what's happened in 2 years.
Yeah, things change, okay? All right, now it's 2020 and Galway's on top. We're the friendliest city in the world. I'll even give it to Dublin just so that Cork doesn't get it. Do you know what I mean? I'll even let Dublin be second just so that we don't have to hear from Cork about how great they are for another year. But Kira, thank you for bringing this research to us. It's hugely important.
It makes sense because I'm very friendly and I'm from Galway.
I think Kira brings the average up hugely because Kira never is Kira will talk to anybody. Kira is incredibly friendly and talkative. I'll give you that, Kira.
To the point where I probably shouldn't talk as much as I do. But anyway.
Hey, listen, if it helps our stats in these world rankings, Kira, you keep at it. Do it for your county. Kira, this is really interesting and I feel this is particularly relevant today because, of course, at the start of this whole pandemic, at the start of these unprecedented times, when they were very early in their stage of being unprecedented times, we revived Kira's diary. Now, if you were a listener to our nighttime show, you'd know Kira's diary was a very popular segment where Kira brought in her old diaries and she read them to the world. And honestly, these were genuinely old, tattered books that she would read to us and they were so much fun and we had such fun with it on the radio, Kira, that it was even made into a successful book, which I'm sure is available in all good bookshops now if you're looking for something to do over the next 6 weeks of lockdown. However, you said at the start of this pandemic, Kira, how about we revive Teenage Kira? We take the spirit, the essence, the DNA of Teenage Kira and we apply her somewhat offbeat worldview to what was going on at the time, which was of course the start of the whole, we'll say, restrictions in our lives.
Yeah.
But this is interesting because we're starting a new set of restrictions.
Exactly. And I love when radio shows do this and TV shows, when they go back into the archives. Well, that's exactly what myself and yourself are going to do this morning. We're going to go back into the 2020 pandemic Kira's diary version.
2020 has felt like 8 years, so it's reasonable to call it an archive. Yes.
It's felt like 8 years and 2 minutes.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's been a very trying time, yes.
Time has lost all meaning, Chris,
yeah,
really, hasn't it?
100%.
So we're going to go back into the archives of Kira's diary, and we're going to go back to May during our first lockdown. To see how far we've all come and how far teenage Kira has come.
But also, this is really interesting because I do believe in this, Kira. You discover Connell's arse, don't you?
No, no, not Connell's arse.
What is this?
She sees Connell's you-know-what for the first time.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes,
and
yes.
It causes all these emotions within Kira, of course. So I'm just wondering, because, of course, Normal People was everyone's first lockdown show.
I wonder what everyone's going to be...
What show are we going to be seeing Men's Lads in lockdown two, Kira? Where are we going to get our fix of nude men? That's what I want to know. But anyway, here we go. Kira's Diary. Another, this is, in a way, a look back, but also a look forward, because we're all in lockdown for the next 6 weeks. But anyway, Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, and Denise Chyla out the gap first, though. Another installment of Kira's Diary.
Dear Diary, well, this isn't getting any easier, is it? Nor is my parents' attitude towards me. Do you want to know the many ways in which they try to ruin my life this week? As my good friend William Shakespeare once said, let me count the ways. Firstly, they won't let me use their credit cards to buy stuff on the internet to help cheer me up. And this is for my actual health, by the way. They won't let me buy a Billie Eilish face mask for a mere $15. I've worked it out, and that's a measly €13.90. It's not exactly going to break the bank. The economy isn't going to come crashing down because old Kira here buys a Billie Eilish face mask. I tried to bargain with them and ask, could I get an Ariana Grande one instead? But my parents obviously don't care about my health and well-being, or me for that matter. Then I told them that I needed something really specific to help with my mental health, and they were all ears until I told them what that was. I don't see what the big deal is for wanting a cashmere vanilla scented candle that smells exactly like Harry Styles. I need a candle that has a warm, homey fragrance in my life right now, and it's an absolute steal at $8.99. And I'm no mathematician, but I've worked that out, and that's only €8.34. It's not exactly going to send your credit union account into arrears, is it? That candle is less expensive than the wine the two of them are buying during this pandemic. We should have shares in a vineyard in France with the way the two of them are hoofing the Merlot into themselves. You don't see me complaining as I gulp down my college fund every evening. I wonder what they prefer if I spend all my confirmation money on the actual aftershave that Harry Styles wears. It's Tobacco and Vanille by Tom Ford, and I know this because I spotted it in the background of a selfie that he posted in 2017. Once when I was in the city, I went to Brown Thomas and doused myself in it, and then I was so afraid that I'd get arrested because it was so expensive. I need this candle in my life. I'm so upset about this that I can't even write about Normal People and the traumatising situation I found myself in. I've taken to watching it on the RTE player because of all the sex, and I just can't deal with the pandemic and watching that with my parents. The RTE player chose to freeze at the exact moment that you catch a glimpse of Connell's you-know-what, so then it was just me in the dark looking at Connell's thingamajiggy. So I slammed my laptop shut and I'm afraid to open it since. I've never seen one in the wild like that. Actually, I've never seen one ever. Speaking of candles, Lucy has set up quite the little candle-making business for herself. She bought a load of knock-off Gwyneth Paltrow Smells Like My Vagina candles before the lockdown, and she's really glad that she did. They're flying out her bedroom door, and even though they say Smells Like My Angina, she's selling them at a huge profit because most of the lonely lads she sells them to don't seem to notice the typo. She must be keeping on post in business, because she's up and down to the local post office between Zoom classes. She really is quite the entrepreneur, Lucy. She actually never ceases to amaze me. We went for a socially distant walk together again the last evening, and I watched as she approached a group of lads in the year below us that were cycling and hanging around in a group. She stood there and gave a speech that made each of them feel so bad about the possibility of spreading COVID to someone that they loved that at least two of the lads started crying. The rest she told that if she saw them not practicing proper social distancing again, that she would wish a plague of 1,000 murder hornets on their private parts. Then she walked behind each of them until all of them went in home. She was like an Irish version of Michelle Obama, but way more scarier. I want to be her when I grow up, even if there is only 2 months between us. Anyway, I better go here. I'm going to check if the RTE player has unfrozen, if Connell's you-know-what is off my home screen. Goodbye, dear diary. Love, Kira.
Kira and I have something that's probably going to irritate you somewhat. Or it might make you laugh, actually. You never know.
It might make you laugh, in fairness. So, as myself and Chris were mentioning earlier on, there's a couple of things that kind of tend to grate on our psyches as Irish people. And one of those things is when English people claim Irish people as their own. And also when American or Australian or some foreign country, just tries to, describe or say a place name in Ireland and then completely and utterly butchers it.
And it's weird, I only hold other English-speaking countries to this standard. Like, mm-hmm. I'd never do it to, we'll say, like, a Spanish guy trying to pronounce a name. I'd be like, oh, of course he can't pronounce it. I mean, he's not from here.
Yeah, last weekend, an Australian rules, an Aussie rules football pundit, had absolutely butchered a pronunciation of a particular town in Ireland when he was interviewing an Irish player. So, will we play the clip first and people can guess?
Yeah, let's have a listen very quickly, because he is corrected, which is nice, in this clip. However, let's have a listen to see what he's trying to pronounce here.
Okay, tell us what the scenes will be like in Port Aleutian Island, your old home.
So where, okay, 51552, where do people think that he's talking about?
Port Aleutian. I love Port Aleutian.
Okay, tell us what the scenes will be like in Port Aleutian Island.
Port Aleutian, Kira, is one of my favourite hotspots in Ireland. Mm-hmm. When I want to just chill out, I take a few days off and I head to Port Aleutian.
Tell us what the scenes will be like in Port Aleutian Island.
You know, he tried, and he was obviously interviewing Zach Toohey, who's originally from this particular town, and he spoke on 7AFL after a game where he was asked if his mum and dad at home in Port Aleutian are able to see the game live.
Yeah, this is a really weird thing he said as well, and this is part of the reason I find this clip irritating, because
us Irish don't have electricity or the internet, so how were his parents supposed to see the match? But anyway, let's play the let's play the clip.
Because once he gets an answer of once they start a chat, as you say, Kira, the implication, the reason he asked this question is because that's what you just said. What he's implying. Shrugeezy wouldn't be able to wire. How are you going to wire on a potato?
Can you tell us what the scenes will be like in Port Aleutian Island, your old hometown? Mum and Dad, do they live stream the games? Are they able to get it in real time?
Are they able to get it in real time?
I think I know what he's trying to say, as in the fact
can
that...
Can you watch
it
live? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I still feel there was a certain edge to him asking that, Kira, if you understand
me. Maybe we were looking too much into this, but anyway, go on.
Irish people, you know what's weird? We're massively confident, but also massively insecure.
Yes.
Like, we hear this guy say that and we're like, what does he mean by that? You know, we can't just take it that he meant it in the literal way that were we able to live stream it. We have to think it's some slight, but anyway, here.
Port Aleutian, can they get it in real time? Yeah, they've got internet and stuff like it. Can they get it in real time? I think the carrier pigeons have to get there with the score. Yeah, they get it in real time. It's Port Leash, just FYI as well, because people back home would give out if I don't correct you. Leash like a dog leash.
Leash like a dog leash.
Listen, he's trying his best.
That's so funny. He's obviously had to describe how to say Port Leash before. If he says leash like a dog's leash,
so he's broken it down for people. Yeah,
exactly.
Also, what really annoys me is the fact that they then all start laughing means I think he did mean it the way we thought he meant it, Kira. That's very, very offensive. By the way, can I just point out something as well? And Kira and I were saying this to each other just before we came back after those tracks to do this. We have to hold our hands up here. I guarantee you there's places in Australia that I can't pronounce.
And Chris, I second that. You know, so both of us have to be honest about this. There's particular places in Ireland, Chris.
Sure.
That I would be hard pushed to try and say on the radio.
Do you want to alienate the audience and say what the... The same though with loads of countries. So it's funny that we as Irish people take it so personally when other countries, like, you think I can pronounce half those Native American names?
But though, I'm sorry, Chris, though. Do you remember when we had that clip of that TV show? It's on Netflix called Atypical. And one of the characters was reading out a passage in a book about a Athy in Kildare.
Yeah, they were talking about their great grandparents or something, which is another thing that annoys me. But they were doing that. So it's, Kira, we have the clip, of course.
Okay.
She has three different errors here. She tries to say Athy and Kildare, and here's how she does.
74, in Kilkea, near Athy, County Kildare, Ireland.
Sorry, she also says Kilkea instead of Kilkea. So she says Kilkea, Athy, Kildare. She gets literally every word wrong. She has 100% wrong rate when she's
74,
doing it.
74, in Kilkea, near Athy, County Kildare, Ireland.
But again,
Athy, County Kildare, Ireland.
Listen, though, if you showed me where this girl is from, right, in America, wherever it is, I'm sure there's loads of place names that are in, like, Native American languages and stuff, and, like, that I wouldn't have a clue how to pronounce. Do you know what I mean? So,
why are you backtracking?
I'm not backtracking, but I'm saying sometimes I think we take this more personally than we should, like, as a nation. I think we're far less secure than we pretend to be about this stuff.
In Kilkea, near Athy, County Kildare, Ireland.
Or we're just much better at research and actually taking the time to look up how to pronounce these place names, Chris.
That's true. We're more worldly, Kira.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is. Though I used to call Yosemite Yosemite. You know, like Yosemite, the canyon.
Yes, so did I, Chris.
Yeah, see, there you go, Kira. Yeah. So, I mean, who are we to judge?
And look, Irish people say Chicago. They put an aura in Chicago when there isn't one there. You know, so...
Sure, absolutely. I probably can't even spell Massachusetts. Do you know what I mean? Like, as in, you know,
half let's not try. How about that, buddy?
In Kilkea, near Athy, County Kildare, Ireland.
Well, listen, I'm just going to chill out and go to Kilkea, Athy, County Kildare, Ireland, Kieran. Do you ever interact with Brezzy or anything?
Do you know what, Chris? Actually, I have to tell you a funny story. It was my birthday on Wednesday, okay? And let's just say I celebrated it a little bit. And I'm going through this phase where I just think that we need more love in the world. And I think we need more positive energy put out there. And I sent this gushing tweet to Brezzy when I realized that it was his 40th birthday.
This is exactly why I was asking you about this, Kira. Because I follow, of course, both
you. Oh, Chris, I spelt your wrong.
Oh, it's embarrassing. Like, that's why I'm bringing it up. Because
And then it's so funny. I woke up the next morning and I had a message from Brezzy. And I was like, why? Like on Twitter. And I was like, why do I have a message from Brezzy? And then it was like, I've done it again.
So, Kira, can I just explain something to you here now? Because, of course, I follow you and I follow Brezzy. So on Twitter, if you talk to Brezzy, I see it. If you understand me. Like, it comes up because it's a conversation with two people that you follow. Like, really? So, by the way, Kira, this is part of your birthday surprise. Brezzy's on the phone. Brezzy, no. Before we go any further, can I ask, is Kira annoying on Twitter, Brezzy?
Is Kira annoying on Twitter? She absolutely is not annoying on Twitter, considering some of the people that are on Twitter.
Right. I suppose, given the incredibly low bar, Brezzy, on Twitter, Kira, therefore, is not annoying. All right, I hear you. Kira, this is part of the reason, because, you see, it was Brezzy's big birthday during the week, of course, and Brezzy's birthday's on Thursday. And, Kira, your birthday's on Wednesday, but the problem is, on Wednesday, it's also Louise McSharry, our friend and co-worker's birthday, and it's Kim Kardashian's birthday. So, in a way, your birthday gets kind of lost in all of big celebrity birthdays. And you just kind of get thrown to the side. So is that why you were tweeting, Brezzy? Do you think you wanted attention on your birthday? Is that what it was?
No, it wasn't that I wanted attention on my birthday. I was shocked that Brezzy was 40, and I wanted to acknowledge it in some way, because you're halfway there when you're 40. And, you know, we're all, I think you do a good job if you get to that milestone in your life. And it's a big one, let's be honest. And obviously people can't celebrate their birthdays this year, and I wanted to reach out and share some love, but I do think it came across like I was gushing, and I apologize.
No, the funniest thing as well is because, like, Kira's thing was like, Brezzy, what you do for people both young and old is just incredible. I'm so amazed.
Well, I believe in that.
But then, like, after this big long essay, Brezzy just replies with a heart emoji. Brezzy just totally leaves Kira hanging. But Brezzy, Brezzy's laughing because he knows what I'm talking about, Kira. This isn't the first time you've done this either. I've seen you mail Brezzy or like these weird tweets to Brezzy a lot. Brezzy,
they're not weird tweets, they're appreciation tweets, okay? And can I just say, for the record, I'm really cynical because I work in the media. And I am so delighted to see someone who actually believes in what he does being lauded for all the right reasons. And I genuinely am a fan of Where Is My Mind podcast. It is so brilliantly produced and it's so easy. Like, it sounds again like I'm fawning. But I did send you a message, I think, on Twitter about the Marion Keys episode about love. And actually, Brezzy, you're really lucky that I didn't text you, because at the start of that podcast, you told this gorgeous love story. I'm not going to give it away to people that haven't listened to that podcast episode. And I genuinely wanted to text you and be like, oh my God, that was amazing. And I didn't. So I tweeted you instead.
I don't even know what to say. It's always incredibly appreciated when you stalk me like that. I really enjoy it. And like, the thing is, like, Kira, at least we kind of, you know, my place of business is beside your gaff. We meet each other quite a bit, so it's kind of weird because we communicate. People communicate on Twitter, and we're like, is that how we do it? Like, most of my mates yesterday for my birthday didn't text me; they tweeted me. And it's just completely taken over our form of communication. So I'm quite happy for you to... I see the other person you do it to is your man, the tennis player, so I...
You're in good company, Brezzy. Brezzy, are you jealous that Kira also fawns over Roger Federer as well as fawning over you?
His hair is amazing.
He has very luscious hair. Mm-hmm. Brezzy, can I ask you a question now? Because obviously, Brezzy, you've been... And I'm not saying this to fawn or to sound like Kira now. I have to preface that, because otherwise I'll sound like Kira. You, of course, have been like a name for quite a while in Ireland with the blizzards and everything and all that. So, like, Brezzy's pretty much a household name at this point in Ireland. You know when you go to gigs, Brezzy? Because I even find this... Like, you'd see it with really big celebrities like Nicky Byrne and stuff. They can attract at public events. They can attract a certain type of, we'll say, very devoted fan. Do you get the same discomfort when talking to Kira that you get when talking to one of those people? Is there a similar comparison, Brezzy?
It's kind of some, it's this physiological response, you know, where you start sweating out of places you didn't know existed. That's my response to when I become uncomfortable, I start sweating. You know that, I'm not going to get too graphic, but
I understand.
That perfect little spot just at the base of your back that leads into your...
Oh, yes.
That's where you start sweating.
Right.
That's when you know I'm nervous. Okay.
Does Kira give you, okay. Does Kira evoke that deep God, visceral response when she talks to you? Do you get that back sweat, Brezzy?
Not all the time, but there has been occasions where a piece of sweat has dripped down that part of the body, yeah.
Okay. Oh, by the way, and now that I have you on the line, Brezzy, I'm actually really glad that I can explain myself.
This is like
about
Twitter. All of this is like watching Kira's Twitter in real time.
No, but I need to explain myself about something that has been haunting me since I think last June. So do you remember that I got in contact with you to make a video for my mum's school's graduation, a primary school in Connemara?
You didn't, Kira. Oh, God.
I did.
Very well, yeah.
Okay, so I remember that me and you were in contact during the day and you said, Kira, remind me and I'll do it. And I put my phone down and there happened to be a party on my step where I was living in Dublin, aka me and my housemates were drinking wine. So I went to bed that night, woke up the next morning and Brezzy was at the top of my WhatsApp messages and I was like, what? And you had texted me at like 5 o'clock being like, yeah, sure, Kira, remind me about that. I obviously hopped into bed at 1:30 in the morning, went short, and I put a kiss at the end of the message. Now, Brezzy, I know that we know each other, but we don't know each other that well where I could put a kiss at the end of a message to you. Is that fair to say?
You can absolutely. People need to stop overestimating the kiss. It means nothing. It's fine. It's a lovely thing to get. I did get a bit of sweat down that area. I'm okay with other people's emotions. I'm completely fine with them. They don't make me nervous or anything. But yeah, no, I don't actually remember that. You just have to remind me that. I do remember you asked me to do that for your mum, because I remember that was like a week of, because everyone was graduating and obviously they couldn't at the graduation, during the graduation people couldn't go to it, so there was these schools and I was like, by the time I got to all the videos I was like, I can't do this anymore, there's just so many videos and I'm crap at doing videos. I can't, like, I when I do, you know, the face to camera, I can't do it. I don't, like, I look at people like Catherine Thomas doing stuff to camera, she's just such a pro. The minute you do it with me, I'm not able for it, so I start sweating from another part of my body.
Well, I can tell you that the video went down really well and I'm very grateful for it and thank you.
Well, I'm delighted because it's a very simple thing to do generally.
But, you're very porous, Bezzy. You sweat a lot.
I hyperhidrosis. I used to have it really badly when I moved to London.
Sorry, what did you call it? There's an actual thing for it, is there? What did you call it?
It's called hyperhidrosis, yeah.
Oh, right.
I mean, I don't know if I have it, but like I started, when I moved to London, I started just to weirdly sweat all the time. Like, and I mean, not just a bit. Like, I mean, like it was horrific. I'd be coming, you go to meet somebody and you'd have like rim of sweat in your chest. And then when you know people were looking at it, it got worse and then it started tripping down your nose. And,
oh, for God's sake. What would you do to poor Brezzy, Kira? Look at the mess you leave poor Brezzy in whenever you interact with him. Like, he's always something with Kira making poor Brezzy sweat. But listen, Brezzy, we won't take up any more of your time. Big
no,
happy...
No,
what
sorry,
now? Jesus,
go.
God almighty.
No, Chris, we have to plug his book.
Yeah, sure.
No, you don't.
We can do
you
all
don't.
Of that. We can plug his book. We can plug his Where's My Mind podcast. We can plug the Blizzard's new single, One Good Thing, Kira. I mean, we can definitely do all of that. But sure, the book, absolutely. Of course we can plug the book.
And I do want to be serious here for 2 seconds, okay? The whole year has been pretty mad for everyone involved. And one thing that I've taken out of it is I'm so grateful for those that are helping others. And I mean this genuinely, and I'm not fawning. I think that what the work that you do for kids and for people and their mental health, I think it's really important. And keep doing what you're doing, Brezzy. And myself and Chris are huge fans of you.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate it. I sincerely do. And it's, you know, it has been an absolute... incredibly difficult. I think the one thing I leave it with people saying is you know, already we're having people kind of going, oh, it wasn't that. This is as tough as it gets for everybody. Yeah, and it really is. This is, you know, and there's days where you're grand and there's days where you're actually just literally losing the plot, your back garden screaming at cats, which I did last week. But it is what it is. And it's like, this is as tough as it gets. You don't need to run a marathon. You don't need to learn the language. Just get through this, whatever way we got to do it. And let yourself understand that this is meant to be hard. It isn't meant to be easy. And if you're overwhelmed, here's your bloody brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. That is
I promise not to tweet you or like drunkenly WhatsApp message you anymore, okay?
No, you can absolutely just give me some warning. So I'm wearing kind of boxers I don't like, so I don't sweat.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. No, boxers he doesn't like, Kira, so that he can sweat into them, and yeah, he can discard them then once you've sent him weird like messages and put kisses at the end. And, you know. Brezzy, can I ask, do any big politicians put kisses at the end when they text you? Because you know the way you're so connected in the political world.
They don't really text me much anymore, I don't think.
Oh, do they not? Fair enough.
I don't think politicians are you know, I'm high on their lists. But, you know, that's the other thing with politicians. Like, the last thing you want to do in the work I do is you don't want to fight with people, but, you know, at the end of the day, you don't get stuff done by...
Yeah.
You know, sending love hearts in the end of text.
No, you have to harass people like Kira does with you. Absolutely. That's
yeah, exactly.
What you have to do.
I just harass people with love. I mean, I don't see what's wrong with that.
All right. Well, listen, Brezzy, thank you so much for coming on, man. It was a pleasure. Happy birthday. And of course, a happy birthday to Kira. And this is part of your birthday present, Brezzy, because I know you love talking to Brezzy. So here we go.
Thank you.
We all win. All right. Wow. Well, that was something else, wasn't it? What
it really
show.
Was. It was brilliant.
Everything.
It was brilliant.
Brezzy, Kira's diary, talking about seeing Connell's lad for the first time. Australians butchering the pronunciation of Ireland things. Kira, we had it all and it was incredible.
And of course, Chris, next weekend is spooky time because we're going to be on air when it's Halloween. And I know that you've got lots of spooky things planned.
Kira, I don't plan spooky things. They just happen on Halloween.
That is very
I'm
true.
I'm not trying to
that
plan anything true. Spooky. I just
Can you imagine all the weird things that are going to happen to me this week, Chris?
Oh my God. Kira's very connected to that world.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's going to have lots of serendipitous coincidences and stuff to tell me about next weekend. So I'm looking forward to that, Kira. But look, until then, from myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye.
Chris and Kira, weekends from 11.